with Pete now. And Pete, first and foremost, first and foremost is Watford versus Leicester was a really good game of football. I happened to be in a pub watching it, and everyone became increasingly enthralled as it wore on. It struck me as almost like a bit of a throwback game. It was two sides, approximately relatively well matched, going at one another. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was. The first 10 minutes, I don't think I've seen a faster 10 minutes of football than that. So there's not a lot of quality in it. But no, it was, two sides, evenly matched, mid-table teams going for the victory. It's not often you get a goalkeeper in the penalty area in the final seconds in that sort of game. You know, like I said, there wasn't the most amount of quality you've ever seen on a pitch, but it was a defeat. But you know, there's a lot of history between Leicester and Watford in recent times. Troy Deeney, you go back to the Championship playoff semi-final,
yes,
and penalties, and then down the other end, and obviously, and then a year later we went, and for us Leicester fans it's absolutely fine, because obviously then we got promoted, and obviously what's happened since, but and you look back on it now with a kind of a wry smile, Harry Kane on the bench, etc., for Leicester. But it was an interesting game, an exciting game, and a game which obviously Brendan Rodgers will look at and kind of go, yes, I'm back now. I'm back in a league which is very competitive. And the biggest example was the game on Sunday.
Before we get on to that aspect of Brendan's decision, firstly, are you happy with the appointment?
Absolutely delighted. It's in terms of status of the manager and what he's done and the status of the club now, you have to say it's the biggest managerial appointment that we've ever made in the history of the club. And there's been an awful lot spoke about it, written about it by especially fans of Celtic and people north of the border. Leicester have just kind of gone, we'll ride out the storm of his signing and look to build for next season. We're not particularly bothered about all that's happened. It's quite interesting. It's the first time really that we've ever purchased either a manager, because of course there was the $6 million buyout clause which ultimately Celtic wanted rather than him staying to the end of the season, and or even purchase a player off a club, and they've gone because we are perceived to be the bigger option. It's always been the other way with Leicester, whether it's a player moving on to a big club. Emil Heskey would be a prime example. He goes to Liverpool, and all Leicester fans, they're sad that he went, but they were absolutely 100% understanding.